Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
One threw a party in a county jail. Prison band was and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the band was swinging. Should have heard the fuck. Fuck, it's hard, it's Elvis, isn't it? It's hard, it's right. Maybe go lower.
One threw a party in the county jail. Prisoners there and they began to wail. Band was jumping and the drum began to swing. Should have had the knocked out jailbird singing, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing in the jailhouse rock.
He's very good, isn't he, Elvis? Very good. Better than me. It's hard to believe it's better than me at singing. The accepted narrative, I say, about Elvis is he deteriorated and he was an embarrassment in his later years, drinking drugs and he'd slur his way through performances and fuck things up. And if that is the case, well, that's great. Good on him. You know, I don't subscribe to this, you know, go out at the top narrative. No, mate, I've become a legend. You've seen me at my best, and now I invite you to see me at my worst for a couple of years. Because what makes Elvis who he is, a true great, you can get YouTube clips of his final performances in his last year, when yes, he was kind of slurring his words and stumbling about a bit, but even at his quote worst, he will still be the best singer you have ever heard. He's fucking phenomenal. Everybody in the wholesale block was dancing to the jailhouse rock, even better than me. And that's why he wanted to carry on. Being the best when you are healthy is difficult, you know, but he made it look easy. Elvis needed a new challenge. He wanted to be the best when he was a total and utter fuck up. That's the benchmark, isn't it? That's the benchmark of a true great in any entertainment. You know, can you do it when you fucked up your whole life? Comedians are so safe now, you know. In the 90s, they would drink drugs. Comedians would be hilarious when physically they were at their worst. Now comedians have to stay so fucking healthy, you know. How boring. We want to see you stumble. We want to see you struggle. If you can still be entertaining when you shouldn't be alive, that's what makes a true great. That's why a comedian called Ian Cognito is a true great of comedy. Look him up. Watch the brilliant documentary by Joe Bohr. You know, we need more fuck-ups in entertainment. Elvis in those final months was fucking all over the place. But don't believe the rumours that he couldn't sing. Play piano. This guy was a legend. You know, he could sing, he could play piano. You know? He was the legend that he was because of those performances. Not in spite of them. We need to see all entertainers at their worst before we can judge if they are the best. And as for dying on the toilet, it was like, look at the legacy. Look at the legacy I've left. No, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Now. you clean up the fucking mess. You expect me to flush my own toilet? I spent too long wiping the floor of other entertainers, even at my worst, to bother about wiping my own ass. You clean up the fucking mess. A constant inspiration. Elvis Presley. The King. But in his final years.
Thank you very much.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.